It's Morning Edition on WPR News. I'm Ezra Wall in La Crosse. Unsheltered residents who have been camping along marsh trails and elsewhere within city limits are working to find new places to camp. That's ahead of an August 28th deadline when the city of La Crosse says it'll begin enforcing a new no camping ordinance on city property. The new ordinance passed the La Crosse Common Council on a 7-5 vote earlier this month. Jennifer Trost is one of the council members who voted against the camping ban, and she's kind enough to join me now. Jennifer, welcome.
Thank you for having me.
Well, here's the question, I guess, for those five who voted with you. What are the main problems you see with implementing a camping ban across all of city property?
Yeah, so this has been an issue that my colleagues who came in with me in 2021 have been dealing with for several years. And I don't think that a camping ban is really a solution to the unsheltered population. We don't know where they would go, and it's not a policy solution. It's not even a short-term solution. We've had a lot of public pushback from every location that unsheltered folks have set up encampments. And there's a lot of discussion about the problems with settled encampments, and nobody wants that. No one on council wants that. No one on council wants folks to be living outside. And we've tried a number of things, from sheltering at a hotel, from having some unofficial locations, setting up Huska Park with some amenities. And most recently, we had a long list of possible locations for where we might allow people to camp with some kind of structure and support. And as we made our way through that list, as that list became public, it was pretty clear that there's nowhere that anybody can be satisfied with. Every single location has its own problems. And so I voted against the camping ban because I don't see it as a solution. I think, though, the way that I see the homeless issue is a housing problem, lack of enough housing. And I think that there are historic, systemic, and institutional reasons for our inadequate supply of housing. And if we see this happening all across the country, and it's accelerated just in the last few years, then it's, you know, not unlike some other big economic or systemic problems that have affected a wide swath of the population. It clearly can't be their fault, because it's so big and it's happening in cities all across the country. There have to be systemic reasons, institutional reasons.
So as a council member, how do you balance the needs of homeless individuals with the concerns of local residents and businesses?
Yeah, and this is why the vote was 7-5, right? It was the narrowest of margin that it could have passed. If it had been 6-6, it would have failed. 7-5 was its bare minimum to pass. And that's a genuine and valid question. And, you know, one of the things I would say is that we know that chronic homelessness is really expensive. And some of the statistics I've heard are like $30,000 a year for the resources that somebody who is chronically or long-term homeless, in terms of, you know, public health resources, if they go to the emergency room, police calls, fire calls, other sorts of resources that we don't see up front. And so this is the way that homelessness costs everybody. And so if you think of an apartment that costs $1,000 a month, $12,000 a year is less than $30,000 a year. But we don't have that. And so we're going to pay either way. This is what I have come to understand, is we can either pay in a controlled fashion $1,000 a month for rent to keep someone in some sort of housing, compared to this uncontrolled amount of money that we spend cleaning up encampments, doing these sort of emergency calls and things like that.
So you voted against this this ban on camping on city property.
Right.
I talked to one of your colleagues earlier mm-hmm. in the week that our audience would have heard on Tuesday who supported the ban. Mm-hmm. But a common thread is that you both recognize a great need and you know, people's need to be sheltered yeah. somewhere.
Yeah.
And that seems to be an idea that's shared among a lot of council members. But, like, the question is, how do you get that paid for? The city of La Crosse can't afford it.
This is an issue that municipal governments can't solve, right? We don't have the money. We don't have the staff. We do not have a housing department. But I will maintain that city government, certainly La Crosse, does have a commitment to reducing the barriers to housing. We have a housing replacement program. We have a replacement housing program. And this is like one or two houses a year that we've been doing for many years, a couple of decades. We spend our community development block grant money. We get from the federal government about $1 million every year, and we use a fair amount of that for housing. We currently have a down payment assistance program that we're offering to eligible households.
It's an unfair question for me to ask you in the 30 seconds or so that we have left, but what is the next step that gets La Crosse moving in what you would see as the right direction?
We need to do the things that city government can do, which is remove barriers to housing development. We can make the permitting process more smooth. We can make it shorter, more predictable. We can remove the zoning and land use barriers that have locked us in to several decades of a certain kind of housing. And so we have a real opportunity right now, and we have a housing study that has just come out that says we need between 200 and 230 new houses per year. And so we need then also to engage in this upcoming project to revise our zoning code to make it easier to build smaller houses and to make our zoning codes work for the city of the future, work for what we need right now. And so to me, changing our zoning code, it's not going to happen right away that it's going to yield improvements or larger quantity of houses. But that's the level that I think we need to be addressing this institutional level to make it easier to build the houses we know we need for now.
Jennifer Trost is a member of the La Crosse Common Council. Jennifer, thanks very much for talking with me today.
Yeah, thank you.
Earlier this week, I spoke to Mark Newman, a council member who supported the effort to ban camping on city property. You can find both of these conversations on our website, WPR.org. And remember, if you have an idea in southwestern Wisconsin that you think we should be talking about here on Morning Edition, send it to us. Our email address is southwest@WPR.org. I'm Ezra Wall from our bureau in La Crosse. This is Morning Edition on WPR News.